All right, welcome back. In the Zone, live from Little Rock Touchdown Club. The folks are lined up outside here in a pretty lengthy line. This will be one of our bigger crowds of the year. Joined by our featured speakers now, Roland Sales, Ike Forte, Muskie Harris is here as well. And, gentlemen, good to see you. I guess we've already visited with Ike.
Yes, sir.
But he is back, and we appreciate him.
Appreciate you guys.
Mr. Sales, how are you?
I'm fine. Appreciate you having me up.
You just get in this morning?
Yes, just a few minutes, actually.
Okay. Well, everybody will certainly, I'm sure, get some questions about the Oklahoma game. I've never gotten the backstory on this. So when you how did you guys find out about the suspensions, and how much time did you have to prepare between the suspensions being announced and kickoff?
Well, me, actually, this is Roland. I found out about it, around Christmas dinner, something like that. And didn't understand a whole lot about what was going on, what was being said, or what we were supposed to expect. So we just waited to get feedback, and we was getting calls back and forth telling us updates on stuff about boycotting it and all this type of thing. And so didn't want to boycott the Orange Bowl.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And so pretty much for me, at the last minute, we got a call from a couple of players, and they told us, go ahead and play the game and do what we have to do, and we'll deal with this afterwards. And that's what we did.
So in preparing for that, obviously there was some misgivings, you know, after the suspensions. How did you guys sort of lock it in and become a cohesive? You know, we were just talking about, you know, chemistry in the break there. I mean, how did you guys get locked in and get focused?
We were focused anyway.
Yeah.
We were coming into that game, had beaten everybody we were supposed to beat. Got a chance to go to a real good bowl game. And then we were stripped of three people that got us there. And so that was painful for us. And, you know, we watched the TV programs. And, you know, when the sports came on, it's, oh, University of Oklahoma versus Arkansas. Oh, man, that hurt. That was like a punch in the stomach. Like, we're just going to get blown out of this thing. And I said, well, you know, we led in several division, levels of the defense all year long,
right,
offense as well. So I said, people are completely disregarding that. So we went in there thinking win just like we always did. It was nothing super special about what we did. We were prepared by the coaches. And we were hungry. And I really wanted to do it because I got a ticket coming through Oklahoma going back up. And I didn't like that. So
that
I had
is two funny.
Things.
So he stuck it to the whole state because you got a ticket in Oklahoma.
Already.
I like that. Well, you know, and we talk about your performance, 205 yards, and obviously, you know, doing a great job and taking the most and making the most of the opportunity. But you just praising the defense there, which is great to hear. But I guess it sort of gets lost in, we think about, you know, because they were offensive starters that were not allowed to play. I mean, that's where the focus is. But, boy, the defense, you talk about a dominating performance against a team that was an 18-point favorite.
That's right. And we've been seeing that defense all year long. There was nothing special to us or to the fans about that. It was to the rest of the country. They were the ones who wondering, did we have that kind of power to slow down Billy Sims and all these Elvis Peacocks and these guys?
Yeah.
And so it was just business as usual,
right,
with us. And we weren't surprised about anything. And it just felt good. It was easier than we thought. This was one of our easier games, I thought.
Well, that's a nice thing to have, huh? That's a nice surprise, pleasant surprise. Well, that's good. Talking to Roland Sales and Ike Forte. Muskie's visiting with everybody else, so we'll get him on here, too, as we go through. But so 205. I mean, did you realize you had run up that kind of total? You said it was easy. Maybe you didn't even realize what kind of day you were having.
That's true. I didn't. You know, the whole deal was to win and put it on them from start to finish. And I didn't have no suggestion at all about running for some kind of bowl record or anything like that till it was completely over. And even that, you know, that felt good. But you know what I thought? I thought we was the national champions. That's what I thought we were.
Must have felt like it.
Yes, I stood at the on the field while everybody was leaving. I looked at the score, and I said, wow, 31-6, we're the national champions. And then when the paper came out the next day, I said, can you believe this, you know? Number three. I can't
we didn't have the right politics to jump over Notre Dame.
Yeah. A lot of schools have that problem today, Muskie, so don't feel bad. That still goes on. Some things never change. You guys were roommates, right?
Yes, yes.
So how was he as a roommate? Muskie's about one of the most positive people I've ever been around. I imagine he was a pretty good guy to go through school with.
Yes, he was. And coaches like to hook the offense people up with a defensive person in the room so we can kind of gel like that. And Muskie was such an upperclassman, good guy. And he taught me how to shave. He used a scream shave with a butter knife. And I learned these types of things from Musky. Musky
the depilatory cream.
You talk about that a lot. Now you use it on your head, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's kind of creeped its way up. Whatever works, that's good. So you are over in, you said Fort Worth?
Actually, it's DeSoto,
okay.
A suburb of Dallas.
Okay, okay. So what, and you're about to retire from the Postal Service, is that right?
Yeah, I might give it 2 or 3 years because of my sons. They're still in college.
Okay, where are they?
And, one's at Mountain View in Dallas, and the other one's at the University of Texas in Arlington.
Oh, is it? Okay, very nice. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we were just talking about that because Arlington is now joining the Sun Belt, so we're going to be seeing Arlington quite a bit here. So looking forward to that. But so how much do you get back or how often do you get back to see Arkansas or
not
do you at all?
Not that much because most of the people that were there when we were in school, coaches, teammates, they're not up there at the university anymore. So that regime is gone, and until I run into people like Muskie or Ike or you guys, very seldom I get back to university.
Yeah, well, again, there's a lot of frustration, a lot of impatience, right now. But, as a running back, you got to appreciate what they're trying to do offensively, especially.
Yes, and I think they're going to be good. They're going through their growing pains right now. And once they work things out, they'll be all right. It's first year.
Well, it was a weird day in Dallas yesterday. I asked Roland in the break if he watched the Cowboys game, and you said...
I said, no, I did not.
And you haven't watched him since when?
Since Jimmy Johnson.
Yes. So your Razorback ties run deep, and you stay true to that, right?
That's right.
And your dislike of Oklahoma continued, too.
Well, let me just tell you this. One of the weirdest games in history. They have 40 first downs, an NFL record. Dallas runs 43 plays. Didn't go well for the Cowboys yesterday.
No.
The Saints have got it going. They were marching in, out, and all around.
The Saints go marching in.
It was pretty impressive.
Reed.
Great pleasure to meet you. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be playing some of your speech from the podium, too.